And now another black perspective on the drug war. As a black man in America, whose eyes have been opened, I can clearly see the irony in the fact that black Americans are stronger supporters of the so-called war on drugs than white Americans. An understandable reaction, perhaps, when their communities are the scenes of drive-by shootings by well-armed street gangs, filthy crack houses and shooting galleries, crack whores and muggers roaming the streets, schoolyard dope dealers, and coming home from work to find that your drug-addicted child or spouse has stolen everything from the ceiling fan to the carpets on the floor for just a few dollars worth of drugs. I know a very nice couple who drop by regularly, like the suburban Avon lady or the Amway rep. Only they take orders for anything you may want or need, from baby formula to snow tires to high-end electronics, anything at all. They deliver right to your door the very next night at a deep, deep discount. Cash only, and don't ask where it came from. So, of course, the call goes out for help, and here come the drug warriors. They descend upon our neighborhoods, wielding draconian laws, racially biased sentencing, no-knock warrants, and warrantless searches, mandatory minimum sentencing, and zero tolerance. These are weapons of mass destruction that erode the constitutional protections of all Americans, black and white. But when the smoke clears, we find that the collateral damage includes thousands of children living in foster care, 1/4 of all young black men in prison or on parole. In some cities, the figure is over 50%. An epidemic of diseases like AIDS and hepatitis from the two surest vectors, shared needles and prisons. Ever-increasing poverty as felony convictions render more and more young black men unemployed and permanently unemployable, and disenfranchised from the political system in states that strip them forever of their right to vote. The child, caught with a small amount of drugs in his possession, gets the whole family put out of public housing. The family car is forfeit, and he or she is forever barred from the educational grants that might have been used to help turn that young life around. And all for naught, as the crime and killing continue unabated. It's the cure that kills the patient. It's the madness in reefer madness. It's drug prohibition. And it's time we end it. For the Drug Truth Network, this is Phil Jackson.